don't turn like the present. Gotta get it right. We have another offering to take. Now what I'm really scared of is I've built this up so much there ain't no way it'll be good enough to justify the occasion. There's such a thing as carrying something too far. That's what I said. Am I boring you? Well, to warm it up a little. You know, this reeds dry when you carry it around a while. See, all kinds of signs from the Lord, we shouldn't do it. Gotta warm the sax up. See, my nose is running. I don't think I ought to do this, Wally. Oh, yeah. Nice to have Wally George here today. I'm caught between my sense of propriety. I don't ever want to exploit. Just turn this one on. Just turn this one on. I don't ever want to exploit guests. Don, I wish my people could greet you, and nobody knows who Don is yet. Is it okay? How many of you remember Don DeFore on TV for many years? Stand up, Don. Everybody welcome Don with us today. Don's a classy gentleman. And during our many attempts to get the attention of government to the philosophic commitments we have and the rightness of our position, Don wrote key letters to key people. And I think you ought to give him a crescendo of thank you right now. It's not warmed up yet. Five flats. If I'm going to be flat, I'm going to do it up good. Five of them. Thank you. We might get it warmed up if we get going. This is our 10th year. And this is a special Sunday. It'll be a Sunday of new beginning. 10 is the number of human responsibility. 10 years ago, Faith Center had no hope of surviving. 580 families had no hope of ever getting more than about 10 or 13 cents on the dollar. 105 members voted me in. We've come a long way, baby. We're not going anywhere till 1 o'clock. I have no idea what I'm going to preach about. That's normal. I'll track a blackboard out here in a minute. But if I stay with it a while, I might really get this sax warmed up. My lip is past feeling now. So it doesn't matter. I feel like I look at the monitor and I can see it's not that way, but I feel like I'm one of those African ladies with the big lips, you know. Say in 15 years, one of them I played 2 years ago. So let me learn them while I'm here, and then when I get it down, my nose is running again. When I get it down, I'm going to have you sing it with me. message we've preached for 9 years. It's, you can make it. Together we make that commitment as a church. But you can make it. That's the message. David, the psalmist, finally experienced God's faithfulness until he adopted a practice in his psalms. He put the future in the past tense. You've heard the message, the God of the forefront is your refuge. That means he was there before you got there. There are lots of people here today. I listen to your messages as you call. I never miss a prayer request. Too many voices in the church have humanized its message. You've got to see immediate results to believe in God. The hero of faith says, forever it's settled in heaven. Circumstances challenge. Mine is to grab hold of God's faithfulness and know that he'll see me through. If there's any one message this church stands for you and for me and for the church, we made it already. We made it through 19. Yeah, already. Let's hear it again. We made it. One more time. Now personalize it. I made it. Through 1985. Cause we've got one more ballot. Come on, give me the picture. We've got one more ballot. Just one more. You don't worry about it either. Just charge. We've got one more. Preach a funeral in my church. You know that. You'll always hear me preach it. When Paul faced death, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I always use that text. He chose a Greek word from the shipping world. It had a very exclusive meaning. You only used it to describe a ship leaving the harbor, laden for the journey, just getting started. It's the morticians that tell us it's a place of rest. The biblical faith declares we're in training for eternity. And Paul, as he faced death, he said, I'm just getting started. The time of my departure is at hand. Over these last 9 years, going on 10, we've seen some warriors of faith fall. There are some sitting here. I hope they'll be here till Jesus comes. But I worried a bit when Lucille, who always fixes the communion for us, when she fell and broke her jaw, and as pastor, I have to think of these things. If I can tell you, had she not come through it, her funeral would have been a joyous occasion. I would have preached she's walking up that gangplank telling the crew to get a table ready. She's got to prepare communion. Letourneau, who used to live on 10% of his income, said when he got to heaven he's going to ask God for the biggest mountain of dirt in the world so he could move it in eternity. I'm sorry that Christianity's been humanized. The real mark of the Christian is that breath of the eternal on them. We can look anything in the face. And as Peter said to scattered Christians, you're suffering like other people are, but you don't have a mark on you. You are pilgrims in an alien land. You are citizens of a heavenly kingdom. You are children of a heavenly Father. Act like it. This church is a miracle. Not the kind of cheap shot miracles. The real tough one. We looked absolute annihilation in the teeth. And I still remember that night a little over a year ago when midnight came. And Alan Parrachini of the Los Angeles Times was so insightful. He said, Scott had to find out, and his people had to find out. Could they make it when that plug was pulled unjustly on Channel 30? And I ask you to stand with me as that sickening reality was there of the screen suddenly going black, and it's still black. God's still on his throne. Faith is still alive. Our hope is eternal. And salvation, unlike the mechanical salvation distributed by other people, God gives his saving experience to those that trust him. He values that above all. And we've looked annihilation in the face. I looked at the last cable records. And the university network, nobody believed one man up there on a satellite could stay there. 20 million households. We temporarily lost 4 million. God gave us 20 million because we simply would not say die. That's the message of this church. One more tear. We've got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in life's road. Maybe one more mile to go. We can lay down our heavy load. We get I want one message to go across this nation. The church has mystified Christianity. The basic claim of the church is that God moved out of the unseen eternal world and struck a tent in human flesh, called Jesus of Nazareth. He walked ordinary streets. The ordinary people loved him. Traditional religious people hated him. He took God's nature down where people live. He didn't have, as I oft say, didn't have an organ playing, set the stage by the Sea of Galilee and say, now I'm going to have the right atmosphere with a trio singing Just As I Am without one plea, and then I'll make my appeal to the Apostle Peter. He walked into the streets of life, and he brought God's nature there, and he gave them hope. The church has been projecting it back. If I have a message, it's to try to once again make us realize God is looking for the chance to incarnate his life where ordinary people live. You ask the average person on the street what a Christian is, he'll say he does this and does that, doesn't do this and doesn't do this other thing. That has nothing to do with being a Christian. Not a thing. The church is working so hard to do God's job for him, trying to make us righteous. Thank God, giving up on me.
This is a church where sinners are welcome, and where we find that God hasn't changed. He still wants to come and meet us at our point of need in life where we are. All he's looking for. People that will trust him. David Livingstone faced a terrible tragedy in the heart of Africa. He sat down coldly and read the scripture of the promise to him. And in typical old English fashion, he said, God said it. It's the word of a gentleman. That settles it. I'm going to believe it. and I'm going to act on it. Christianity is not something complicated. It is a trusting relationship to God and His promises. The church has been peddling the clubs instead of the hope. God never intended man to keep the law. Satan said to Adam and Eve, and I don't care whether you call it a myth or a fact, the truth embraced in that first fall of man is that man believed Satan. Satan said, you won't die if you eat that tree. God said you would. Satan said something else. You eat it, you'll be like God. The lost message of the Old Testament is God never intended the law to be kept. If he did, he wouldn't have provided the sacrifices vicarious for the saints of the Old Testament. He wouldn't have provided a day of atonement where the sins were dumped on a scapegoat and taken out into the wilderness. God spent centuries proving two things. The devil was a liar, and he keeps his word. Every graveyard proves the devil a liar. They've been dying ever since. But the other message, Paul caught it. The revelation of God's law was to provide a school teacher to teach us nobody can keep it. No man can be like God in his own strength. And that is the shipwreck of the church. They keep telling us we can. They'll tell you you're saved by faith and it's an act of grace, but by cracky, you better stay right thereafter. The whole work is God's. The entire Old Testament proves heathen and Jew, all have sinned, and the New Testament quits talking about long hair, short hair, the way you dress, and other stupid things. It defines sin very simply. The Greek word's hamartia. All have short fallen. And they've fallen short of the glory of God. A miss is as good as a mile. The law demands perpetual perfection personified. You got to do it all the time. If 1 second of your life you fell short, it's no longer perfect. One jot or tittle, you're no longer perfect. That's the purpose of the law. God broke into the stream of time and revealed His standard so we could be taught we can't do it. The devil's a liar. Knowledge of good and evil will not enable you to save yourself. That drives you to the cry of Romans 7, who shall deliver me? I thank God there's therefore now no condemnation. Katakrama is the word, no ultimate condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And then he explains the mystery. How do you get in him? You're in him when he's in you. And he's formed in your heart by faith. This is as close as I come to being cool about religion. Salvation, soterion is the word in the Greek. It means wholeness. It means finishing the trip. It means making the trip in process. It means health that embraces everything, every good thing God intended for man, including eternal life. And it's all a gift. God is looking for people that will trust Him. There's going to be a lot of self-righteous deacons get to heaven, and they're going to say, when they see some old drunk stumble in by faith, hey, give me my reward. Or what's going to really make them mad is they're going to see Gene. They're going to see Gene there. And old Gene. They're going to look at me and they're going to say, you used to cuss. And you made it to heaven? Damn right, I'm going to say. This my self-righteous critic is going to walk up to God and he's going to say, breathe a prayer for Don, everybody. Don't feel, we're all part of a family here. So ushers, help him out. My mother had a coughing spell, you remember, when she was trying to preach a few weeks ago. I'm going to go to heaven. And some self-righteous critic's going to go up to God and say, I lived a better life than Gene. Give me my reward. God's going to say, go to hell. right. Because you can't get in that way. And that's the lost message of the church. Every Sunday today, all day long, the TV evangelist is going to be dumping on you. No, God, don't make me say it. Not down here in tobacco country. God gives you salvation when you trust Him. Some old trusting drunk's got a better chance. Sorry. Well, what about sin? God laid it on him. Well, doesn't behavior count? Sure does. But the lost message of the church is that when you trust God, He'll put His Spirit in you. I'd like to ask today, how many people are in this building today that haven't been in a church? Well, let me ask it a different way. The first time you came to King's House 1, or here today, you hadn't been in a church for at least 15 years. Would you stand? Come on. Look at this. Look at this. Sit down, please. You see, the church is transplanting saints. I may not preach today. I may just talk to you and share. It's all right. Play my sack. The church is transplanting saints. I don't want to transplant saints. You know, my critics will never backslide over me. They know too much. How could they stumble? I'm worried about the church out there that never gets inside a church building. You've been told by the church because of your behavior. You left God. You never left God. I grew up in a traditional church frame where I was made to believe you had to stop living to be a Christian. Real people couldn't be Christians. You just had to hope that when you went, it'd be a plane crash so you had time to pray on the way down. That's a tragedy.
This is the end of side one. For the rest of the teaching, please turn the tape over for side two. Thank you.
That's a tragedy. God responds to faith and gives you His life. Now, how many people are here today that came to this church or to this ministry? This pastor never ever condemned you. I never ever told you you had to change your behavior. I just told you if you would believe God, look out, He might change you. I don't judge my congregation. I don't let them judge me. You and God got to work it out. Now, how many are here? You started listening. Nobody told you you had to change any behavior of any kind. But to your surprise, you've been changed. Would you stand? Look at that. Look at that. Nobody tried to change you. Bless your heart. Sit down. You see, if you run the risk of getting God in you, only God can be godly. He may change you. I like to think, without me knowing it, the real Gene Scott is a better man today than he was 9 years ago. I know this. 9 years ago, I wouldn't have had the faith to believe God for what I'm going to ask today. And in the moments of self-analysis and the less and less frequent times of discouragement for this reason, because I was a historic churchman, and it hurt to see the separation from the professional friends that I'd had for years. But I've taken great encouragement in the knowledge that my worst enemies have never criticized my faith. I've never heard a critic say, Scott doesn't have faith. Well, my Bible tells me God gives you salvation for faith. All the other things He supplies. The church is trying to get you to supply what God has. And by so doing, they push aside what we're supposed to do that will guarantee God's supply. God wants faithers. He got angels flying around that never miss a trick. God wants faithers. And as you trust Him, I don't care what you do. In the old-fashioned days, you used to have to quit doing whatever you were doing to be a Christian. You got saved, you quit playing basketball. You were a performer, you quit performing. And you stayed on your knees till they looked like a camel's. And you proved your righteousness and your right to receive salvation. I said to somebody coming in, we don't have an ordinary church. We don't create a separate society. You don't have to have a men's fellowship to have a church. I tell my men, get on out there and take over the world. Get out there and join the Rotary, join the men's group. We don't want a monastery. Bring God back into the reality of life. We have entertainment people in our church. My message to them is, be the best. Be the best. Where did this idea come from that to serve God you got to be stupid and freakish and poor? Faith does it. You start faithing, God sends His Spirit to dwell in you, puts you in Christ as a finished product, and puts all your sins on Jesus as a past happening. What a deal. One little fingernail grip on a promise of God, and I've made the connection like plugging a cord into the wall. He puts His life in me. I don't have to feel anything, but the testimony is there. People are changed. I'm placed in Him as a finished product. God looks at me through the spectacles of Christ as though I were already perfect. And all my sins, past, present, and future, are put back there on Him. When you sing this song, if you really mean it, for your year that lies ahead, that's the kind of faith testimony that guarantees God's life in you. One more valley, one more hill. Give me the pitch. One more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, one more mile to go. We can lay down our heavy load when we get home. Don't need to lay it down. You never crack up about today's problems. Tomorrow's what cracks us. How many are here today you never thought you'd make it this far? Anybody didn't think they'd make it through 1984? You made it, didn't you? Here we are. 'Cause we've got one more valley, one more hill. Come on out. We've got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in life's road. Maybe one more mile to go. We can lay down our heavy load. Sing, so you sing with me. We've got one more valley, one more hill. We've got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in life's road. Maybe one more mile to go. I used to be able to play the saxophone. I get by right now. Apparently I fooled you today. I never could sing. I have a ministry of making people recognize if he'll do it, I can do it. Come on back down, Don. You're with the family. Feel comfortable. Bring a glass of water with you. I can't sing. Now, if people are out there saying, does he think he can sing? The answer is no. But who says only singers should enjoy singing? I even heard Wally George try to sing. You know better than me. Now this, I used to be able to play this good. There's a remnant or two left, but I can't sing. But I'm sure enjoying it. Greg Boucher's become our attorney recently. Many of you know the name. He's become a powerful influence for good to help us. Wouldn't you know it? He recently had open heart surgery. Wouldn't you know it? He's hardly come on board and he's down sick again. That's the way it always happens. This is a faith walk. And if, you know, there's some Christians or some preachers say to you, you walk down that wall and you bow your knee and give your heart to Jesus, accept Christ. That's a phrase I hate, as if God's standing there hat in hand waiting to be accepted. If he is, you better get on his side, not the other way around. But if you walk that aisle and give your heart to Jesus, clouds will get rosy. You'll be healthy and wealthy and marvelously provided for and no problems hereafter. Horse spit. If you want to really have problems, get saved. Have faith. I mean, even a man smart enough to not attack people in the prison camp, if you suck in a breath of eternity and say, I'm going to believe and trust the God that I know, that's the devil's business to stop that. And you'll come under attack. I got news for you, though. The outcome is predetermined if you just will refuse to let go. You'll either die with faith on your lips and wake up on that ship, rich in faith and its rewards, or you will change the circumstance that's around you as you become a conductor of God's power. I want everybody in our entire family to pray for Greg Boucher. We need him desperately. And he's doing a critical work, and he would have been here today, but he's sick. Lots of people called in sick. How many had more problems trying to get to this place than you could dream of? Let me see your hands. See? That makes me feel good. I mean, we've really occupied. Do you realize how many saints had no demons bothering them the last week because we used up half of his troops? Man, I doubt the rest of the church world will thank us for it. All those TV evangelists that are preaching today have had no problems for a week. We've used up all the devil's troops. Busy on us. Now one more time for every problem you have. Because we've got one. This is the only church in the world that wave offering envelopes at the preacher if he forgets. We've been more serious than we normally are. It's almost getting painful. It's harder and harder to love some damn preachers. It's harder and harder each day. It's harder and harder to love some damn preachers. It's harder and harder each day. While they hug and they kiss me while planning to kill me. It's harder and harder each day. Come on now. It's harder and harder to love some damn preachers. It's harder.
bureaucrat. You don't have to be a bureaucrat. Be a Daniel. You can work for the government and not be a bureaucrat. Daniel means judged of God. Just like Jordan means spreading judgment. Daniel, Dan, judgment, El, God Almighty. You can work for the government. Remember, there's a higher law. Always be ready for that other hand to write on the wall. Daniel outlasted four kings. Bureaucrats, emphasize the last phrase, bureaucrats, are a breed all their own. You don't have to be a damn preacher. The tragedy is too many of them are. They ought to be damned. They frown on my cussing. It drives them to fussing. It's harder and harder each day. See them fussing, it drives me to cussing. It's harder and harder each day. Oh, well, it's harder and harder to love some damn preachers. It's harder and harder each day.
Harder each day.
Oh, well, it's harder and harder to love some damn preachers. It's harder and harder each day. Now, the general idea is they just keep it going around in their little tight circle. I know how to lead song service. I went to Glad Tidings Bible Institute. I do it like that. But this song, you just got to go in a circle. Now, you have the words there, don't you? Somebody bring me the words. I wrote it. Mike, grab one of those bulletins. I forgot what I said. I went to a preacher's convention. That's it. I was in San Diego at a preacher's convention. One of them frowned on my song, but came as a guest into my studio and tried to steal the words before we had it copyrighted so he could use it to condemn me. I gag on their loving, the pushing and shoving, to get me to all their ways. Those sons of Belial who put me on trial make it harder and harder each day. Now, you know, what I try to do is teach you how to swear in good biblical style. You know, we're almost afraid to use the word rock. Well, God had it first. Jesus said, I'll build my church on this rock. SOB is a marvelous designation. Sons of Belial. Everyone that opposed God's will and purposes in the Bible were sons of Belial. I can't tell you how this gratifies me. I gag on their loving, the pushing and shoving, to bid me to all of their ways. Those sons of Belial that put me on trial make it harder and harder each day. Change me and then rearrange me. That's harder and harder each day. But I am what I am with my health and my dance. They can take it and shove it away. Well, that's harder and harder to love some damn preacher. It's harder and harder each day. Sing this at least once a month, lest my enemies think their prayers have been answered. Doesn't everybody have a bulletin? Oh, no wonder. Well, this is a good verse. If they could, they would change me and then am I boring you? If they could, they would change me and then don't worry about the offering. I'm going to wait till the last one gets here. If they could, they would change me and then rearrange me. It's harder and harder each day. I am what I am with my hells and my dams. They can take it, tie your hands down, and shove it. I pray. Oh, that just blesses me good.
If they could, they would change me. But when I'm really moaning, king's houses start moaning. That helps me make it each day. Real love and compassion for them is the fashion. Hell yes, with them I will stay. I like that one. Let's do that again. When I'm really moaning, king's houses start phoning. You better. Now that helps me make it each day. Real love and compassion for them is the fashion. Hell yes, with them I will stay. I'm a big moment, king's house is my home, and that helps me make it each day. Real love and compassion, with them is a fashion. Hell yes, with them I will stay. It's harder and harder to love sometimes. Sing the normal hymns. Some say the kissing's the sin, but tell me, how can that be true? For kissing has been in this world since the very first day there were two. It wasn't legal, and the lawyers they would sue. Prisons would be full of folk who'd had a kiss or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if there wasn't plenty, then the pilfer would get none. Oh, listen. This is a very spiritual song. Will you tell the strangers that are here, I normally preach an hour and a half, because nobody's going to believe it today. Today, we're just doing. I mean, I got 3 more hours to go, so I'm conserving my strength. That's Secret Sunday. You know, this is a very spiritual song. The name of it is The 7 Deadly Sins. This is a 300-year-old Irish ditty. It's authentic. And 300 years ago, they knew what lawyers were like. Where's Ed Masry? Is Ed Masry here? Well, that's another $10,000 I'll take off his retainer. Yep. Write it down, Mike. Pull the checks, $10,000 more. Now, they knew 300 years ago what lawyers were like. Some say that gambling's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? Some say that gambling's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? No, that isn't right. I remember now. Some say that gambling's a sin, but I'll bet you 50-1 that gambling has been in this world since horses and greyhounds could run. If it wasn't legal, then the lawyers they would sue. Prison would be full of folk who'd had a glitter or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the run. And if there wasn't plenty, then the pilfer would be done. Some say that cussing's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? For cussing has been in this world since the devil was told, go to hell. Now everyone legal and the lawyers, they were true. Prison would be full of folk could cuss a time or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if it wasn't plenty, then the devil would get done. Now I don't want to overdo it. I just want to do. Do you realize? All of them watch me. Probably. Jerry Falwell, Jimmy Baker, and all of them are probably on their face praying, blessed holy angels, come purify the air. They watch me all the time. I can't believe it. He's singing that song in church. The church acts like it's afraid we'll find out about sin. I flaunt it. And in spite of what I tried to do, some of you quit. That's the most unbelievable thing about this church. I flaunt it. In spite of my advertisements, you have stopped. You are the funniest people I've ever seen. I've never said you had to change to belong to this church. I've said, send me all the sinners in town. And then God changes you. In spite of me.
Some say that drinking's a sin. Some say that drinking's a sin. But a gaggle is good now and then. For drinking has been in this world forever and ever. Amen.
Now if it wasn't legal and the lawyers able to, prison would be full of folk would have a drink or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if it wasn't plenty, then the pilfer would be gone.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to figure out what the words are in that chorus. That's the most exciting part. You just keep figuring.
Some say that smoking's a sin, but a pipe now and then is enough. For smoking has been in this world since Adam taught Eve how to puff.
Everyone legal and the lawyers able to. Prison was that full of folk would have a puff or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the road run. And if there was a way, then the pilgrim would be gone.
I think five of the seven deadly sins is all you can stand today. The other two are terrible. You see, I grew up, preacher was supposed to come out and look like a puffed up penguin, offer his sinless self as your example. Of course, half the women in the church were on his mind, secretly. You can't think up a sin God doesn't know about. You know, you may decide you're going to try this faith business and you're going to get in a Porsche and walk. But when the Porsche moves, you go, my friend. One of the best examples of salvation I've ever seen, I've told you this before, is Don Knott, the reluctant astronaut. Remember when he got in that capsule? And he said, I don't want to go. Remember? He didn't want to go. But when it lifted off, he went. Now, you may be a reluctant Christian, but if you start faithing in your moment of need, God's going to give you his life, reluctant though you may be.
You can have a pastor like me that tempts you with all these sinful thoughts, that brings right into the church house such unchurchy songs as, "Well, I might have gone fishing. I got to thinking it over." What key are we normally in? What key are we normally in? Hit it. I want to... Me, 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 me. "Well, I might have gone fishing. I got to thinking it over. Turn them up behind me. It's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It must be the season.
It must be the season.
No rhyme or no reason.
No rhyme or no reason.
Just a taking it.
Just a taking it.
It's my lazy day.
It's my lazy day.
Well, the sun is out shining. I like this one. And the willows are whining. Fish are a-lining,
a
four-lining of four. But I think I'll just sit here and have me a cold beer.
Ha 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 ha!
Taking it. Ha! It's my lazy day. Come on up here, Dad. We haven't got anything else to do. Get up here in a hurry. Come on, Dad. Dad up here, move fast.
Well, don't you never mind calling.
Never mind calling.
Cause I ain't a coming. Just get you on by me.
Stay out of my way.
A little deep thinking. It'll drive me to drinking.
Microphone. Which side does he hear out of, Mom? This side or the other side? Then get on this side of me, Dad. Come on. I waited 20 years to hear my dad say this. Come on. Lean right into it. You ready?
Well, the sun is out shining. And the willows are whining, and the fish are repining, for a lining of pole. But I think I'll just sit here and have me a cold beer.
Sermon, but I've said what Christianity is all about. Trust Him. You don't have to take my brand of God. I'm hooked on the revelation of God in Christ.
Start where you are. That's where God meets you, and he takes you as you are. He never told his disciples to go out and change. He never told Thomas to get rid of his doubts and he could be his disciple. He took him with his doubts. And right to the end, he offered to submit to the very test that Thomas asked for. He never made Peter guarantee he wouldn't fail. He took him with his failures. God takes you where you are. This church and this ministry exists to do one thing, to prove up the faithfulness of God, that when he says it, he does it, and you can count on it. That you're here is proof that some of you are listening. And that's the message. I could preach it an hour and a half. I can preach it 3 minutes. I thank you for coming today. It's a little different. I again call you to witness. I normally preach an hour to an hour and a half. Today we just had a good time. One flat. It's offering time. Instead of storehouse meat, I'll see if this thing dried out. Will you not listen until you've gotten your money out? You glad you came?
Yes, sir.
All right. Pay up. Hey, wait a minute. Ushers, you're supposed to start. What? We'll get that. That'll close it. Out why I don't like to play it. I played around with you for sympathy, but I'm going to give you a demonstration of faith. My lip is so sore that high note makes my ears about fall off with pain, because you got to bite this thing tight. When you play a lot, you have calluses. But I'll be danged if I'll let this mouthpiece whip me.
So, we may be here all day. Suppose the moral of that story is,
yeah, I should listen to you in practice, then my lip wouldn't be so sore.
You've been a wonderful audience today. The offering's not finished. If anybody tries to move before it is, there are people trained to lasso you back there. I have 7 guard dogs at each door. Thank you for coming. I have a message for you at Secret Sunday to you that are attending. The closing song, they'll sing it until the offering's finished. You're free to go. I hope I'll see you in the King's House next Sunday. I hope you got your charts so I can teach on it this week, of that history of the kings of England. The song in closing, please don't leave until the ushers are back there. The song in closing, "This world is not my home." Bless you.
Glad you came.